most of us as Christians always want to know what we have to do. There are a few out there that don't worry about the have to's. They want to know what they get to do. The Bible says, without any prompting, without Jesus telling him what to do, Zacchaeus stands up and says, here and now, half of my possessions I am going to sell and give the money to the poor. I'm sure one of his friends grabbed his arm and said, Zacchaeus, are you crazy? No, get off me. Leave me alone. I'm going to do it right now. I'm sure one of his friends across the table said, you're going to sell the 3-horsepower chariot with the 42-inch plated rims? Yes. Yes. I'm going to do it. How about the chateau in the lush hills of Galilee? Yes. I'm getting rid of it. Most of us as Christians always want to know what we have to do. There are a few out there that don't worry about the have to. They want to know what they get to do. What's wrong with you? Jesus said it's hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. In fact, it's harder for him to get into the kingdom of God than it is for a camel to go through the eye of a needle. Right? And they're like, oh, wow, now you're really discouraging us. Who then can be saved? Most of us as Christians always want to know what we have to do. There are a few out there that don't worry about the have to's. They want to know what they get to do. Me, as I was doing some studies, they told me that the grain in which we feed cows and chickens in order to stuff them so we can eat them, that if we were to take that grain and give it to those hungry in the world, that we would feed the world 10 times over. You know, people have said to me before, I don't believe in God because there's hungry people in the world, and if God loved them, he wouldn't allow them to be hungry. And I tell them, it's not God's fault, it's our fault. We just misrepresent God. If we were to do God's will on earth, his will as it is in heaven, what we talked about last night, what would this earth be like? It'd be like heaven. And if we are so sold on it, if we think God is as good as he is, and we all want to go to the new earth, should we be living out those principles right now? Most of us as Christians always want to know what we have to do. There are a few out there that don't worry about the have to. They want to know what they get to do. You think God would have been angry if Daniel just shut the blinds? God would have understood. He's like, Daniel, I know the king is kind of lost. He's off his rocker. I got it. Yeah, just close the drapes. I don't want you to be torn to shreds. Daniel's like, I'm not changing anything. Daniel, listen, you don't have to prove anything. I know you love me, man. Come on, we've been tight for a long time. No. I always look out this window when I talk to you. This is my routine with you. This is the way we date each other. I'm not changing it up. I'd rather them tear me to shreds than change any part of our relationship. Most of us as Christians always want to know what we have to do. There are a few out there that don't worry about the have to's. They want to know what they get to do. How about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego?
Obviously, you don't want us to burn the fiery furnace. We know that, all right? So I'll pretend I have stomach cramps and, you know, we'll do it this way, right?
They could have done it, but they didn't want to. In fact, when Nebuchadnezzar said, I'm going to throw you in the fiery furnace and what God can save you, they said, listen, our God can and he will save us. Most of us as Christians always want to know what we have to do. There are a few out there that don't worry about the have to. They want to know what they get to do.